prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means we'll start the show off with the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish. And then a little bit later in the show, we're going to be joined by Derek Trombetta, the official Superhuman Radio gadget guy. And we're going to be talking about something that many of you know about already, but a lot of people still don't get it. And that is blocking blue light at night. And which glasses seem to perform the best, and we'll get into that a little bit later. Of course, I have to thank All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports for their title sponsorship to this show, which really is a huge benefit to us. And right now they're giving away six of their top-selling products absolutely free. You pay $5 and change for shipping. Go to superhumanradio.net. Click the EFX Sports banner ad, enter your information, pay your $5 for shipping, and try their products for free, because Dr. Jeff believes that no one should buy anything until they've tried it, and he puts his money where his mouth is. And if I can find the right mouse, I have three different mices. I hate mices to pieces on my desk here.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great. Everything's going fantastic, training-wise and otherwise. So I saw your video on the pullover machine. We were talking about it before we got on air.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's there should be a pullover machine at every gym. There isn't. And of the ones that do have it, I haven't seen a lot of people use it. That's really a shame.
Well, you know, it's really a scary machine to some people because you really sense your upper body weakness in a pullover machine. You feel very vulnerable. You feel like the machine could pull your shoulders apart, which it can if you go too heavy. And the other thing is that a lot of people don't take time to find the fulcrum that works with their particular upper body kinesiology and movement. And so they feel even greater risk because they feel all stretched out at the top. Your shoulders need to be where the fulcrum is of that thing so that you are in the center of rotation of that bar.
Right.
So it's,
So it's a great machine. I wish more people would use it. It puts the muscle in a stretched position under load, and that's part of the reason why it's so effective.
And do it without holding on with your hands, because if you don't hold on with your hands, if you just put your elbows against the pads and you push back that way, what ends up happening is the brachials, the biceps, and the triceps are no longer helping you with the movement.
Right.
You're not getting the bar moving with your wrists and your hands and your forearms pushing the bar. It's all your lats and your shoulders and your pecs. And that's the way to do it.
That requires lowering the weight a little bit. But you know what? Put your ego aside. The weight will come with time and feel the movement out. I mean, it builds a tremendous back and really entire upper body.
Yeah. No, it's great. It really is. What's going on over at CoachRobRegish.com? Anything we need to talk about before we answer the first question from Kevin?
Yeah, real quick. We are now accepting reserve orders for Tranquilogen. Which gets here in another week. It's been sold out for a couple weeks now. People are starting to discover just what a versatile little bugger this is. So first ordered, first shipped. These are pure potent extracts of curcumin, ashwagandha, and rhodiola, plus natural sourced astaxanthin and 5-HTP. If you want to learn more about it, Tranquilogen, T-R-A-N, Q-U-I-L-O-G-E-N.com, and you can use voucher code TQ Ultra for 15% off. Fantastic formula. You will be really pleased and happy that you're using it before you get blood work done, because you can see it in the numbers.
So Kevin Waterman says, I don't train as often during the summer as I like to be outside. Is there anything I can do to keep from losing what I've gained over the winter?
Yeah. You know, if you're like most, gym visits do become less frequent during the summer months, especially up here in the northeast. I notice it. I notice the same thing, because after a long winter, it's nice, right, to enjoy the sunshine. The question you're asking, though, is predicated on the assumption that less frequent training equals less gains. Now, that's not necessarily true, and in many cases, the opposite is true. So let's look at some of the reasons why. The fundamentals of successful training are intensity, volume, and frequency. Of those three, intensity is by far the most important. Volume, of course, is necessary, but can actually look at and be considered a negative, in that you should always strive to trigger growth with the fewest possible sets and reps. For example, you know, when you walk into a dark room and you flip the light switch on, you don't need to keep flipping it on and off, on and off. In fact, doing so just burns the circuit out faster. Frequency of training needs to be often enough to stimulate growth, but not so frequent you haven't recovered from your last session. Otherwise, you're going to be overtraining. So if you had been training hard, let's say 4 or 5 days a week previously, it's likely you've been selling yourself short in the recovery department. Why? Because you grow while you rest, and training 5 days a week leaves only 2 days to grow. So when the nice weather hits, consider training just 2 days a week, two or three. Two is perfect for most people, especially older folks. Whereupon, you'll have 4 or 5 days a week to grow. Now, especially if you've been training 5 days a week or more for a long time, this is a big deal for a lot of athletes who have been conditioned to think off days are tantamount to being lazy. Far from it. You know, you'll experience a new burst of progress after downshifting the number of training days per week. The key is to intensify the work you do perform on training days while simultaneously shortening the workout. For example, upper body day might see you performing a triple drop on the bench press and the same on cable rows, right, for your core movements. Then, performing as many push-ups or pull-ups in a 5-minute period after that is a dynamite strategy, because it doesn't take long at all. It covers heavy weight, low reps, lighter weight, higher reps, and everything in between. If you want to take it to the next level, consider supersetting those push-ups and pull-ups, because it allows you to do more in a shorter period of time. Progressively upping those numbers from session to session is the key. And if you can walk out of the gym knowing that you've done that, up those numbers, you will know with certainty you've stimulated growth. You'll also get more done in 30 minutes than most people do in 3 hours. So here's the bottom line. Stimulating muscle growth is not rocket science. It's just hard work done consistently over time. And by incorporating more rest days or growth days versus training days, you will tip the balance for a lot of people between anabolism and catabolism, and you'll tip it in your favor. Hope that helps.
Very good information. The next question comes from Stuart Copps. This is the question we actually missed last week. He says, you're totally correct regarding the Mass Pro Synthogen blowing away the EAA powder. Just for fun, I tried the EAA, and it delivered nothing close to my recovery abilities of Mass Pro Synthogen. So I went ahead and ordered 2 more bottles of Synthogen, as I hope to never run out of it. I am correct. There is no need to cycle this product is there. Also, I have read about the Progenigex product on your site, and on the review you wrote on Predator Nutrition site, and hope to purchase it soon. I just had two questions I was curious about. One is, the product only available at Predator Nutrition out of the UK, or is there a US supplier? Two, the product should only be used in short 3 to 4 week cycles. Why such short cycles? And once you use the product, how much time should you take off before going back to another 3 to 4 week cycle? Boy, that's a lot of question right there.
Yeah. Well, on the Synthogen, no, there is no need to cycle the product. And a lot of guys, in fact, stay on forever. And why not? Because when you come off, you really find out how good it is. You know, it feels like you've been in a car wreck. So that's that on whether you can take it ad nauseum or you should cycle it. Some guys like to cycle it. Personally, I reserve it for the heaviest part of my loading pattern work. I think it makes a huge difference there. Now, with respect to his feedback on it, his feedback is kind of unique because he directly compares Synthogen to as rock solid a product as you can imagine, essential amino acids. I've always said you can take 10, 20, 30 grams of essential aminos, and it still doesn't come close to what Synthogen does. And mind you, Synthogen only contains around 6 grams of EAAs. Now, how can that be? How can it outperform 30 grams? I legitimately spent 2 years researching the perfect ratio. People hear that and they don't believe it. So I want to give you a bit more insight into why and how it's possible. In at least one of the studies on essential aminos, the researchers mentioned that using a specific ratio and then further tweaking that ratio of those 9 amino acids held great promise in getting even better results. They didn't actually do it, but they knew intuitively that you could tweak it to make it better. It didn't take me long to run with that. All right. It did take a while to find something better, truly much better than what they were using. The rest of the formula just builds around that EAA backbone, and the result is something that is truly unique in sports nutrition, a product that actually, you know, it's hailed as the best recovery agent you can buy at any price. That's Synthogen. With respect to Progenidrex, Predator is, in fact, the only place you can get it. Now, I've heard them say they're trying to get U.S. distribution. In all candor, I've been hearing that for a while. I think, you know, Brexit might have put a stop to that, or at least delayed it, as it affects all companies in Europe, from what I've heard, and not in a good way. So regardless, Progenidrex is so popular over there, it actually outsells Synthogen, if you can believe that. It is best used, in my opinion, for a month on and a month off, due to the fact it keeps working for about 30 days, even after you stop taking it. Specifically, the alkaloids in the product are slow to exit the body, and so it keeps exerting its effects. Also, it makes people, when they're taking it, ravenously hungry. And while overfeeding itself is a great way to add lean body mass, it gets less effective over time. Pulling back on the food after 4 weeks of eating big will help resensitize your body to overfeeding again. And this time, with the help of Progenidrex's ingredients, you'll be teed up really well to take advantage. Also, I would draw your attention to the reviews over there, because they have been done over many years, and almost all of them are 5 stars, so it really speaks for themselves. I'm going to read you one that's really telling. This guy says, "I'd like to know why supplements work. I'm a medical doctor. It's not clear to me exactly why Progenidrex works as it does, as it does not raise testosterone to super physiological levels. He says here he had his levels tested pre and post after doing it more than once. In use, Progenadrex kicks in within a day or two with a general sense of mental well-being and a marked increase in pump factor and vascularity. I gained 6 pounds in 4 weeks the first time taking it, and my waist actually went down. All gains retained 1 month post-cycle. Would recommend to anyone looking for good lean mass gains. So I hope that helps, Stuart. If you ever get the chance, running both is as close to being on the gas as you can get. They work that well together. And if you try it, I would love to hear from you.
Take a quick commercial break. My sure. ears are stuffed up today. It's the weirdest thing. I hear my voice, but I kind of feel like it's muffled. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. And then at the bottom of the second hour, at 1:30, we're going to be joined by Derek Trombetta to talk about blue light and better sleep. Stay tuned.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs lives at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. So John Welch says, I'm a lifter, but also getting up there in years like you. My priorities have shifted to wanting to live a long, healthy life, preferably with lots of muscle. What would you be doing if the goal was to maximize longevity? Would you change anything, Rob?
Not much.
I know. I was just thinking that. I was thinking, like, no, this is it. This is the path.
Longevity is tied to the same fundamentals that we all practice, right? Diet, training, and rest. Now, supplements and drugs play a role, too, but they're useless without having the prerequisites in place. So let's review some of those fundamentals first. Then I'll get into supplements and drugs that might be able to help. Now, with respect to diet, it is increasingly clear to me that some form of intermittent fasting is the way to go. The research has shown a whole host of health benefits.
Yeah.
But it is the concept, I think, of autophagy that underpins all of it, which is to say, right, cell death and renewal. And now that naturally occurs to some extent with sleep. But the extension of those benefits with fasting are now abundantly clear to me. So that's your first step. Practice some form of intermittent fasting, I would say at least 5 days a week. Insofar as training is concerned, various forms of resistance training need to be adhered to, or at least in the mix. As you age, though, a greater and greater percentage should be body weight based. Now, I use an age-based scale to gauge that using the following parameters. So, for example, if you're 30 years old, I would consider using weights for 70% of your workouts and 30% of it being body weight work. Once you turn 50, it'd be a 50-50 ratio. You don't see many 80-year-olds in the gym, in large part, that's due to not incorporating greater and greater body weight moves in their training as the years roll by. The heavy weights they've limited themselves to, unfortunately, have usually wrecked their joints. And even training lighter in the face of severe arthritis and other maladies conspires to keep them out of the gym. I would resolve not to be one of these people by taking up some of those recommendations. Now, rest and sleep are the real big deal, yeah. Although they're the least sexy, right, of all the fundamentals. They are maybe the biggest of the big three. As people age, they naturally produce less and less melatonin, and stress from work and other parts of life robs them of sleep. Every effort, in my opinion, needs to be made to rectify that. As sleeping 6 or fewer hours every night, that has dire consequences on the human body. Get a sleep study done. Invest in the best pillow and mattress that you can. Make the bedroom only for sleep. And do not compromise. Cam the late night TV, shut your computer down, and ditch the cell phone at least 2 hours before bed. There's no wiggle room there, okay? You need to do it. Now, obviously, things like testosterone replacement therapy and bringing other hormones into balance play a big part. So if you're 40 or older and you're low on test and you've got a blood test to prove that, I would not monkey around with over-the-counter test boosters. Do it right and go for HRT. In many cases, it's going to be a lifesaver. Now, your HRT doc, he may or may not offer growth hormone. If they do, you may not be able to afford it. It's expensive. Do not give up. look into things like CJC 1295 with or without DAC, growth hormone releasing peptides like Ipamorelin is a real good one, or MK677, which increases endogenous growth hormone and IGF-1. Those are the two big categories, I would say, peptides and MK677, which is sometimes sold as a SARM, but is not really one in the truest sense of the word. Those are the big two, but not necessarily all of them. They can be life-saving in the right circumstances. Supplement-wise, I would be using plenty of N-acetylcysteine, around 1,500 milligrams a day, possibly more. What that does is it increases your body's most prolific endogenous antioxidant, which is glutathione, and it's also a boon to liver health. Optimizing your vitamin D level to a reading, you know, of 50 or higher would also be on my bucket list. Buckminster Fullerene is another excellent therapeutic agent. I would say an 8 to 12 week course twice a year would be an excellent idea. Transresveratrol and PQQ are also things to look into. A daily greens product or a live foods broad spectrum fruit and vegetable powder is likewise, that's a solid addition. Beta-alanine is emerging as another important cellular anti-aging strategy, and I would keep my eye on the new peptides entering the fold. There is encouraging work going on there, okay, beyond just the growth hormone angle. Here's the bottom line. Aging well really is about living a bodybuilding lifestyle. If you can practice that day in and day out, your quality of life should match this increased quantity we're all looking for, which is what really matters. Personally, the big man upstairs, only he knows when you're checking out. Your job is to make sure that time, the quality of that life, is as good as it can possibly be. We don't know the day or the time or the hour, but we can increase the quality of life up until that point.
We have a question from Mike Sanders. I think that I'm debating whether to pull it for after the break or before, because we actually have a little extra time today before the next interview. So let me mention something about what you just said.
Yep.
I've got a blog post I've just sent out to a bunch of people that I wrote yesterday asking them what's the good title for it to try to get people to read it. But it's actually on the concept of what if you knew you were going to die on your birthday? How would you live your life differently? You just didn't know which birthday, but you knew you were going to die on your birthday. How would you live each year differently? And so it's interesting that you mentioned that just now. Because when I explore this idea, it really greatly simplifies your life. So look for that blog. I'll probably release it tomorrow. I just sent it out to about six people saying, what should I title this blog? Because it could, you know, it could be off-putting. A lot of people don't like to talk about death. Death is the only thing that we're guaranteed. The only thing that everybody is guaranteed. Not everybody's guaranteed, you know, new cars, new homes, great jobs, blonde hair, you know, big biceps. Nobody's guaranteed anything. But one thing you're absolutely guaranteed is that you will die someday. And for some reason in our culture, we don't like to talk about death. It's like, if you got in your car and you had a map and every step of the map was pointing you to get to Los Angeles, California, and you got in the car and you and your partner who were driving in the car, like, you didn't want to mention California. So where are we going? Oh, I don't want to talk about that. We're just going to drive. We're going to follow this map and we're going to drive and we're going someplace, but I don't want to talk about where it is. That's absurd, right? That thought?
Yeah.
But meanwhile, we're all going to die. And if we would probably, and I would predict that if every person, once they're an adult, maybe 21 years old, started to recognize the fact that they are dying every day, they're moving closer to death, they will die, And how do you want to go? Do you want to go smothered by panic that you didn't, that you need more time? You didn't do everything you wanted to do? And how many of the things that you claim you want to do, do you really want to do? Or is it just something you're carrying around, and how about getting rid of it? So I explore this concept in my blog, and I'm hoping that a lot of people read it because I think it's an interesting concept.
That's a very thought-provoking question. If you were to die on your next birthday, how would you live your life?
Well, not even your next birthday, because I even posed the question. So you don't know which birthday you're going to die on. It could be the next one. How would you feel the morning after your birthday going, I'm alive, it wasn't this birthday? Would you dread looking forward going, oh, another year of feeling no contentment? Or would you go, I just rocked last year, this year's going to be even better? And it's all about refining what you want in your life and making a short list of the things that you absolutely want in your life. And all of a sudden you'll find out there's a lot of crap that you do day in and day out that you really don't want to do and you really don't have to do. I mean, it's really, you know, I made a post and I sent you a copy of it. And people are like, Carl, you've been thinking about death a lot. I actually started thinking about death when I watched my father die because I looked at him and I saw me. He looked like me. You know, naturally, he was my father, his bone structure, his face. He looked like me and he was checking out. And I was, and all of a sudden, and this is the fact, you know, we don't talk about death. All of a sudden, I was like, oh, crap, that's going to be me. Sometime in the future.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know up until that point. I didn't know I was going to die someday up until that point. And that's why I wrote that thing that I sent you, that, you know, a father's last lesson is in dying, because in dying he gives his son his first glimpse at his own mortality.
Right.
And so this next blog that I'm going to release, hopefully by tomorrow, it may even be later today, I've sent it out to people who I respect. And I said, what should I title this blog? So I think it'll be very thought-provoking. I hope people read it. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Mike Sanders. I love the questions we're getting from older guys like us.
Yeah, right.
Really, really, we're getting – Rob and I were just talking about this, the fact that I'm getting stronger again.
At 60, almost
60. I'll be 61 next year. I'm 60. I just turned 60 yesterday.
That's great.
So I'm still getting stronger. Think about that when we take this break. We'll be right back. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's REDCON, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana. canine. Hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice, plus free shipping, just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake. But you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose life. Lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So Mike Sanders says, I'm 42 years old and I'm still really underweight. Will any of these weight gain formulas work for me, or should I look into something else? I found a weight gain pill advertised online called CB1. Is that any good? Really? A weight gain pill in today's environment of overweight and obesity?
Yeah. Yep, and it turns out this CB1 is currently being advertised pretty heavily online. So I look into the formula. It appears to contain, of all things, echinacea and related compounds designed to improve the activity of echinacea. Now, as you're probably aware, that's used usually to improve immunity. However, the product also uses alkamides, which are structurally similar to anandamide, which is an endogenous lignin of cannabinoid.
Oh, cannabinoids from like marijuana. Okay.
Right. So it likely works via increasing appetite. Unfortunately, a lot of the feedback I found on it was, it doesn't make you hungry for good bodybuilding food, let's say. It's also horribly overpriced for what it is.
So what are dodecas and undeca? And I mean, they have names that to the naive would think, oh, my God, that must be like undecanate right. And decadurabolin. What is that?
Yeah, I noticed they use those terms. And whether that's by design or not, I don't know. But, you know, alkamides themselves aren't bad ingredients,
right.
But, you know, there are different types, and there are better ones, you know, if you want to go that route. Now, I mentioned Progenadrex earlier. That uses a very big dose of Anacyclus perithrum,
right,
whose alkamides also increase appetite. The difference is, You crave much better bodybuilding foods, mostly starchy carbs, versus sweets and, let's call it, salty snacks. The other ingredient in Anacyclus also dramatically improves glucose disposal. And the rest of the formula primarily are the R isomer of alpha-lipoic acid and creatine hydrochloride. Mm-hmm. That just adds to that cell volumizing effect, I'll call it. You know, you throw in a dash of disodium phosphate, creatine uptake in the muscle is sodium dependent, much more so than even insulin. And the formula is rounded out with some Loxogenin. And you've got a vastly superior, in my opinion, weight gain product, if you want to call it that. In fact, you can count on at least a pound a week minimum for 6 to 8 weeks. And here's the big one with the anacyclis in the mix. None of it manifests around your waist. So otherwise, in terms of gaining weight, listen, carbs are great for gaining weight. Why? The suffix is hydrate. For every gram you store as glycogen, it pulls in 3 grams of water with it. One of the things guys get mixed up on, though, is optimally matching the amount of carbs to exercise. To do that, the general rule of thumb is you can count on 10 grams of carbs for every work set that you do. So if your leg workout consists of 10 total work sets, you can use up to 100 grams of something like carbolin and 50 grams of Thrive, which gives you the perfect 2-to-1 ratio of carbs to protein in your intra-workout drink. That is 600 delicious calories right there, and it'll be consumed in an environment where virtually all of it goes towards muscle. Now, I'll say that recently, I added just this exact mix to my training. You know, and in the span of 2 weeks, I am up 5 pounds with none of it around my waist, and that's as of Friday, which my weight should be, you know, the lowest at that point. I'm a lot fuller. My muscles feel a lot rounder, and I can go and go and go forever in the gym. So take that for what it's worth. Carbolin's carbs are likely the best you can do, at least intra-workout-wise. And Thrive is in the same class when it comes to protein.
Craig Lepper says, like you, I've recently taken up jiu-jitsu. I'm finding it's awfully demanding, far more so than what I thought it was going to be. How can I train better to become a better fighter?
Yeah, I'll give you the short answer first. You get better at fighting by fighting more. And to back that up, I'm going to give you a short overview of Royce Gracie, a.k.a. Royce, and the first UFC champion. You know, having been at one of his schools for about a year and a half now, I've seen and experienced enough to speak to the issue. So I'll also come at it from a weightlifter's perspective. But first, some observations about Royce himself and some of the better fighters at the school. Royce isn't exactly an imposing figure. He's precisely 6 feet tall, but he only goes 180 or so, maybe 190 at the most. And bear in mind, none of it is imposing muscle. Nor does he carry much body fat. He's kind of just there. You know, he's neither built nor slovenly. Like many men on the street, right? You see these people, and he looks just like any other guy on the street. He didn't spend his whole life inside of a gym, training to get bigger and stronger than his opponents. Instead, he spent his whole life on the mat learning to fight. He was learning the principles of leverage and technique. So, you know, all jiu-jitsu practitioners will tell you this. They assume everyone is bigger and stronger than they are. And it kind of had to be that way when you understand who Royce was taught by, his father, Helio. Helio was a very small man. Some would say very frail, and he was. Yet, in his day, the guy was absolutely fearless. He was regularly defeating men that were bigger, stronger, and in some cases, much younger. His exploits are absolute legend. But they're well documented, too. In one case, he fought a much larger Japanese opponent for over 2 hours. To really grasp the magnitude of that, wrestle around with someone for 15 minutes. I mean, get down there on the mat with some guy who's bigger and stronger than you are and trying to take you out. If you're like most people, you're not gonna last 15 minutes. In fact, it's usually far shorter than that. Many people are going to gas out in under 10. And if you don't believe that, try it sometime. You will be a believer. So yes, jiu-jitsu is incredibly demanding, not just physically, but psychologically. When you're new, you have no knowledge of the moves, how to employ them, etc., or what to do when you're taken to the ground. Now, there are a lot of people that come through the door with boxing or taekwondo striking backgrounds, but you watch what happens to those folks when they're taken to the ground. 9 out of 10 fights wind up there, right, on the ground. They're like a fish out of water, you know, and you'll feel like one for the better part of a year until you get the basics down. I wouldn't spend a lot of time trying to get bigger and stronger. I would spend a lot of time working on your conditioning. And the best conditioning, like I said earlier, is regularly rolling with someone else. It's called rolling. It's down on the mat, you know, trying to choke each other out. That's the only real way to make any of it easier. You should try all different types of conditioning work. Long distance running, sprinting, heavy sled pushes, and pulls. But like I said,
actually, according to Nate Morrison and Sean Visitin, from their recent Military Fitness Radio episodes, these guys train people going into special ops. You should start walking and be prepared to walk, work your way up to walking literally like 3, 4, 5 hours if you want to have amazing conditioning. And people don't put any value on walking today. They think, oh, hit and running and sprinting and all that stuff is good. But if you want conditioning, you can't condense the time your body needs to be doing something in order to be truly conditioned. And most people aren't willing to walk 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. That would seem to make a lot of sense, especially for the military.
Well, and I was just having this conversation. Yes, exactly. I mean, when you think about conditioning, the way they illustrated on the show is being able to walk ruck march with 75 pounds on your back, you know, 30 miles. And when you get there, you don't need to sit down and rest. You're actually engaging the enemy and fighting. And so being able to do low levels of work for long periods of time where it does not impact your backup energy sources at all, is really where the sweet spot of conditioning is. And I've been doing longer sessions of recumbent bike, and I actually did my first session of load bearing elliptical work the other day, just 30 minutes. But I do a minimum of an hour of recumbent bike work now because of these two guys, and I can tell you that's part of the reason I'm getting stronger. Also, there's an actual psychological aspect in being able to quote unquote endure. We talk about endurance. Conditioning is an extension of endurance. Conditioning is being able to do something for long periods of time and continue to do it well. And it's generally not explosive stuff. It's generally the slow stuff, the 120 to 140 beats per minute heart rate area.
Yep.
Well, there's a mental aspect of being able to endure that you can only gain from doing things at a low to moderate pace for very long periods of time.
Right.
And, I have some real strong theories on the mental aspect of endurance, but there was a study that was done that showed that people who walked for just 20 minutes a day had like a five-time reduction in heart attack and any anxiety about their heart. These were people who had been catheterized. They had some heart problems. Most of them live with anxiety that they're going to die of a heart attack. And then walking for 20 minutes a day, they felt more confident in their heart. Well, that confidence comes from the brain.
Yeah.
And their anxiety about dying of a heart attack went away. And most of them from the study actually continued to walk and started walking longer distances. And so don't discount the value of just the normal ambulation, the normal walking. We did that for millions of years. We walked most of the day. We didn't run. We didn't run uphill. We did that stuff from time to time. But 80% of our activity would be classified a walking pace.
Yeah.
And that's the sweet spot for conditioning, to get the brain used to the feeling of enduring long, mundane things.
Good advice.
So.
Good advice.
We have a question from Craig Lepper when we come back. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. If you go to CoachRobRegish.com, you'll find not only vast amounts of learning material, but some fantastic supplements that will put you on your way to being stronger. CoachRobRegish.com. We'll be right back. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com. If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, LivonLabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Somebody messed up the music. Oh, it must be me. I'm the only one in the studio, so it has to be me. I read the wrong name as we were going into the break. We had just finished answering the other question. Matt Madrone's question is next. It seems your supplements are well-regarded, but I'm curious, what supplements do you take that aren't yours? Most of them, right?
Yeah. So I've got a short list of products that I use that are made by other companies, so in no particular order. Thrive Protein, Carbolin, Ephedrine, Kratom, Bronze Organic Quinthazathin, Vitamin K2, Vitamin D, a 10 fruit and vegetable mix, superfood powder, collagen, glucosamine, lecithin granules, desiccated liver powder, and if I'm feeling overly stressed or I need 10 hours of sleep, Fenibut. So maybe not such a short list. But it might help to understand why, okay? I don't use all these things all the time, but you need to understand why, I think. I use the Thrive to meet my protein needs every day. Carbolin is to meet my carb totals on the weekend. Ephedrine plus caffeine with EGCG, I've used that almost every day of my life for the last 25 years. So anybody tells you ephedrine is dangerous, you can tell them to stick it. Kratom is more or less my morning coffee a couple days a week. But quinthazanthin, I wouldn't go out in the sun without it. It's that good. Vitamin K2 is there to prevent calcification of arteries. The vitamin D for the many health and performance enhancing benefits. The fruit and vegetable mix is kind of, right now, it's like my daily vitamins and minerals. The collagen and glucosamine is for my tendons, ligaments, and joints. I forgot Cesis for when my elbow really flares up. Lecithin granules and desiccated liver, I cycle on and off those for general health and performance enhancement, especially lecithin granules. The real performance enhancing stuff, though, I have covered with my three products, Synthogen, Progenidrex, Tranquilogen. Because it's there where I get my essential aminos, creatine, beta-alanine, TMG, ashwagandha, curcumin, rhodiola, anacyclus, and ectosterone, okay? And a few other esoteric ingredients that I deem helpful for my physiology. When I'm taking these things, I can eat more, I assimilate it better, I recover a lot faster, and I can do more work in any given unit of time when I'm using them. With HRT, I can reliably achieve a total test level of above 750, which is all I need to maintain good daytime energy. I have a healthy libido, train productively, and the biggest thing is it prevents grumpy old man syndrome. And I really had, looking back, I didn't realize how bad I had that. Everything was negative. And things were that way despite the fact that I had levels which would be considered quote-unquote normal to most doctors. They were very suboptimal, though, you know, a total test of like 300-something. But anyway, I get all of those benefits while avoiding any of the risks associated with these crazy, you know, bodybuilding dosages. So, yeah. I take plenty of supplements that I don't sell. Those are the ones I take and the reasons I take them. Hopefully, as we discussed earlier, I will enjoy a long life doing it too, something I think everyone in this game should have an eye towards. So, Those are the supplements that aren't mine that I use.
Yeah, all of them. All, yeah. I mean, either of us, right? All we use is other people's supplements. That's the truth.
Yep.
Let's go, you know, let's be honest. And the reality is that some of the things that you take are insurance policy type stuff. If you don't get enough greens in the day and you're not getting all the polyphenols that you want because you were fasted and things went awry and you didn't eat everything you wanted to, so the greens powders make sense.
Yeah.
You know. It's a... If you're eating 4, 5, 6 meals a day, you probably don't need to supplement a whole lot. Assuming that you're using a well-rounded, you know, you're eating chicken, you're eating beef, you're eating salmon, you know, you're eating pork, you're eating turkey. I mean, you're eating a variety of different things. And you're eating vegetables besides just broccoli.
Yeah. See, now, I eat well, but I sure don't eat 5, 6 meals a day anymore. You know, I'm 5 days out of the week, I'm intermittent fasting. So, you know, there's a very good case to supplement, both in terms of preventative and performance enhancement. You know, taking certain supplements, I can eat and assimilate a lot more food than when I don't use it.
I'm only eating twice a day and occasionally 3 times a day if I start feeling overtrained. But I'm currently eating twice a day, and I'm getting 100-plus grams of protein per meal. On days I don't train, like today, I may only eat one really, really big meal. Now, that meal may actually last 45 minutes to an hour of me eating it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll get, you know, a huge bolus of really good proteins and some fats and some carbohydrates. And then I won't eat again until after the workout. On the days I don't train, like today is an off day for me completely, not even cardio.
Yep.
I just need one meal. I'm fine. And I'm not hungry. I'm not forcing myself. It's a more ancestral meal frequency. You know, getting food was difficult. So you put it off as long as you could. If you had to go out and catch something or find something to eat. And so I'm sure that a lot of our ancestors ate one meal a day.
Yeah, well, you definitely weren't eating 5 or 6 small meals.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and maybe you ate 1.5 pounds of animal protein.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I mean, one of my favorite meals is just some form of beef. And a couple avocados,
yep.
And I get filled up on that, and I don't need to eat again until the next morning.
And you know, when our ancestors had that one meal, prior to it, they were physically active, hunting down and killing.
Yeah, yeah,
right. So that's kind of the blueprint for a lean and muscular early human being. You know, lots of physical activity. You might have picked and eaten a couple berries while you were doing it.
Right.
But, you know, that main meal, you hunted it down and killed it, dragged it back to the cave, and, you know, fire up the grill, so to speak, and that's what you ate. And, you know, to your point, there weren't a lot of carbohydrates that they ate, certainly not the refined, bleached carbohydrates that punctuate the American diet today. You know, it might have come from some of those berries that they eat, but
and even then it was seasonal, because if you know, in the midst of winter,
right?
You know, you weren't picking anything out of the ground and eating it.
No. So it really, you know, if you stop and think, it's really amazing what they ate, when they ate, and how they hunted and lived, you know?
And that's all captured in Dr. Malin Watfi's book of Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes, A Darwinian Approach to Metabolic Disorders. And what he details in that book, yeah, it's at the book chain. It was one of the most profound books I've ever read that actually changed. It actually, That book and Dr. Daniel Lieberman's book, The Story of the Human Body, changed it the way I look at disease states and health. Because I now everything, I look at everything from evolutionary appropriateness. And Malin Watvey's book, he talks about the hormonal and physiological changes that occur when we risk and work hard, because that's what usually was when you went out hunting. You know, you could die. You could become food. It wasn't guaranteed that you were going to get food. You might be you maybe end up being food. And so you put off hunting as long as you could until the hunger was stronger than the fear. And then you went out. And all sorts of metabolic changes occur when those switches switch and then you eat.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, this whole idea, oh, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Breakfast is artificially created by the mechanization and industrialization of our country. You see, Henry Ford only wanted to pay for one meal. He was only going to pay employees for one meal. It was going to be, you eat before you come and you eat when you go home, and I'm going to pay for lunch. That's it. You're on the clock for lunch. But I'm not paying for you to stop and eat whatever you want, because that's how people actually ate before industrialization. They ate when they were hungry.
Right.
A farmer woke up hungry because he was slaving all day long the night before.
Right.
You know, farmers ate in the morning. But if you were a city person and you weren't working hard and you just woke up in the morning, you may not be very hungry. A cup of coffee, maybe a piece of crust of bread. But when industrialization came along, they were like, no. Breakfast is now a thing. Dinner is now a thing, right? Because we used to have supper in the afternoon. Oh, no, we're not paying for supper. We'll pay for lunch.
Right. Well, three shifts to run a factory, three meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I would completely agree. Breakfast and lunch have been artificially invented. You know, when you got up, when our ancestors got up in the morning, there was no breakfast. There was grab the spear and let's go hunt.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And you know, lunch, I don't think that was on the menu either. But certainly dinner was. And if you think about it, not every day would you successfully kill something, hunt and kill something. So when you hear about every other day type fasting, or successive days, well, there's your blueprint for it.
There you go.
There's your blueprint for it.
We're going to tell, and you know, there was a study out there that showed that when you eat the same times every single day, it actually makes you more prone to higher insulin levels. Adele Moussa wrote a blog about that probably 3 or 4 years ago. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice, plus free shipping, just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Derek Trumbetta to revisit getting blue light out of your life at night. Right now, we have the blueprint tip of the day. Take it away, Rob.
The tip of the day is thoughts on a world without supplements. So that long list of supplements that I take and the benefits that I've seen, many of which are backed by blood work, that gave me some pause. So imagine, if you will, a world in which all supplements are banned. A world where, let's say you need a prescription for something as simple as 250 milligrams or more of vitamin C. Let's just think about that and see where it would land me. First, I'd have to choke down ungodly amounts of chicken or tuna fish to meet my protein needs. Okay? Without protein powders, that's your reality. There would be nothing I could take, let's say, for better HDL levels, ephedrine, nothing I could take that might brighten my mood, kratom, or guarantee a great night's sleep, phenibut. My joints would certainly be aching a lot more. There's your glucosamine and C-cysts or mine. Nothing I could take to prevent calcification of arteries, vitamin K2, nor anything that could possibly get my vitamin D levels above 50, except maybe moving to the equator. But even that would be a no-go, because that amount of sun exposure without camphanthin would have me burnt to a crisp. There would be no way of gaining the antioxidant benefits of, let's say, a gram or more of vitamin C a day, because that's where they start, gram amounts. Unless you wanted to eat a crate load of oranges to get that vitamin C. And even then, oranges picked in certain climates have 2 to 3 times the vitamin C of others. And I don't know about you, but there's never been a vitamin C level disclosed on any oranges I've ever purchased. There would be no optimizing cellular levels of ATP without creatine or orotic acid. No way of boosting muscle cell carnosine without beta-alanine. No way of having your cortisol levels during training without TMG or ashwagandha. No way of accelerating muscle recovery without ectosterone. Nothing to help you increase appetite or assimilate greater amounts of food, anticyclus. there would be no special ratio of essential amino acids to recover you faster, Synthogen. No way of boosting your body's most prolific endogenous antioxidant, N-acetylcysteine. So you see, without supplements, your health and performance suffer. That's just the stark reality of the situation. And perhaps you never considered it until hearing that list and what those things can do for you. For most, it's something that we take for granted. Right now, we're in the grips of an opioid epidemic, right? Sweeping the nation. Nobody questions this. It's so bad, there probably isn't a single person listening that doesn't know someone who has a problem, or worse, know someone that's died from it. I've lost several classmates who, although they weren't friends, they were someone's son, brother, or sister. They're dead, folks. So they're not coming back. The question is, what could possibly help and prevent that? Glad you asked. It's called Kratom. And although you may not use it, there's probably someone you know who could benefit, because it's helping people get off either the RX drugs that legal drug pushers sell, sometimes called doctors, or the crap they sell on the streets. That game just got a lot more dangerous, by the way, as several lesser but common drugs have been found to be cut with fentanyl, including marijuana. That's right, you heard me correct. People are now putting fentanyl and other opioid-like drugs in plain old marijuana. And one more time, people are dying from it. Which is why I need you to look up the American Kratom Association. Right now, they are leading the fight in Washington to keep it legal. A natural, non-toxic, impossible to overdose on supplement is saving people's lives. But it won't be for long, not if the pharmaceutical lobby gets their way. The FDA and DEA are aggressively looking to ban it. You may not use it. You may not need it. But they will not stop after they ban it, because there is a concerted onslaught against all of our supplement freedoms that you need to be aware of. The American Kratom Association is, without question, the best-run, well-organized organization I have ever seen that is fighting for it, and it is fighting for you. It is a model of how to stand up to these clowns, and it would be a nice pie in the face of Big Pharma if we can stop them. And maybe, just maybe, they'd get the message that we demand our supplement freedoms. Long story short, the American Kratom Association deserves whatever help, monetary or otherwise, that you can give them. So I'm urging you to not only do that, but write your state rep and your congressman. Most important of all, though, support the American Kratom Association. Because a world without supplements is a very dark world indeed. That's my two CCs on your supplement freedoms and what's at stake. And until you put pen to paper and write down all of the products you're using and all of the benefits that you're getting from them, it really doesn't register. Because once you have it in front of you in black and white, and you consider the fact that it could all be taken away tomorrow, it is a sobering prospect indeed. But that sobering prospect should give rise to you taking action. And that's what it's going to take to stop these people. We need to take action and support the organizations that are fighting for us. You know, I used to think calling these people and leaving threatening messages or just threatening them in the first place would get it done. Unfortunately, in our society, it doesn't. You can't do that. What you can do is associate yourself with the American Kratom Association, who is in Washington as we speak, trying to educate these people that vote on things, a.k.a. our senators and congressmen, so that the DEA can't, and they've already tried once, in the dark of night, to ban it without any public comment. And that is really egregious, if you ask me. Usually the public is at least allowed to comment on the situation. They tried to do it literally overnight with no public say-so. Don't let it happen. I'm begging you. Don't let them take your supplement freedoms away.
You know, my foot was not feeling well. It just started really feeling good in the past week or so. And where, you know, Elisa, as a birthday gift to me, is taking me to Ireland at the end of the month.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I was really worried at the prospect of having to go to Ireland and having painful foot. I mean, I thought, wow, this is going to suck. I can't be a wet blanket for Elisa, you know, because she wants to go. She's taking me places to go hiking off of these cliffs and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I may have to get some Kratom. I may have to go get some Kratom because I've used it before. I used it in Los Angeles a couple years ago when I first injured my foot. And the stuff was amazing. I've always used 3 grams. I think I would only use 1 gram now because while 3 grams is a powerful analgesic, it also makes me motion sickness. It gives me motion sickness. And I've used more than 3 grams. And as Rob has pointed out on the show, don't, because there's a very, 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 very fine line between an effective dose and now you're so sick you can't move.
Yeah.
But I think that I probably only need maybe 1 gram. And so I love the idea of being able to go to Puff Puff Pass, is the name of the store up on Bardstown Road, and getting some Vietnamese Kratom and taking it with me and you know, saying it's tea, green tea or something. Maybe in Ireland they don't allow it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just in case I have one of those days where Elisa still wants to do some more running around and my foot is killing me, and I would just take some. So, and I'm still going to take some because my foot feels great, but I'm probably not doing 15,000 steps a day right now. And I'm sure we're going to do that every day while we're in Ireland because she's got it all planned out. It's so cool what she's done. But, you know, and don't forget, John McCain tried to hand the supplement industry to the FDA.
Yep.
I mean, he's, you know, I know that people like, you know, he's dying of brain tumor, and that's sad. I'm sad that he's dying of brain tumor. I'm also very sad that he was so cooperative and possibly corrupted by the pharmaceutical industry that he wrote a bill and submitted it. And thank God no one supported it. But thank God they did, because he basically wanted to give the Food and Drug Administration complete oversight of the supplement industry, everything from vitamin C to, you know, you name it. And could you imagine, and it was, and the people who were paying attention to this at the time said, if he gets this on, what the bill had proposed was not that everything needs to be proven unsafe to be banned. Everything needs to be proven safe in order to be made available. There isn't even enough research on vitamin C to prove that it's safe. So literally all your supplements would have come off the market. And as slow as the FDA is at doing anything except the wrong thing, you know, we would have been like, that's it. I can't get vitamin C anymore. No. Go to your doctor. They'll give you 60 milligram capsules. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. And can you imagine the money it would take to, quote unquote, prove it was safe? And by the way, guess who's going to make that decision? The FDA.
Yeah, but no, Big Pharma through the FDA. Big Pharma's going to be like, nah, we don't want that on the market.
And, you know, the insidious thing is about these people, even though that bill was shot down, they never stop. It is a constant ebbing away at American freedoms insofar as supplements is concerned. And you know they know how to play the game, which is, you know, save the children. Oh my God, XYZ ingredient is killing, you know, hurting our kids and causing unfair competition, blah blah. They never stop, which is why you really need to stay informed. One of the things I do for my folks that subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin, every single month they get a heads up on what's going on, what's been targeted, what's the status of the legislation banning it, and what to do, frankly, if they're interested in having a lot of that product around in the future.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't want them to take Kratom away until I get back from Ireland. That's all I'm asking. That's not a lot to ask, is it?
No, it's not.
Actually, we have a guy who's coming on who, Chris Bell, has done a Kratom documentary.
I've heard about it. I haven't seen it yet.
Anthony Roberts communicated with him. He's probably going to do the show when the documentary is ready to be dropped. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, he did a fantastic movie documentary about performance enhancing drugs that made people go, wait a minute, like what's so bad about them after all? He had a profound effect on the mainstream. Bigger, right. bigger, stronger, faster was a, and I predict he's going to do the same thing for Kratom. All right, we're going to say goodbye, but not forever, just till next week, to Coach Rob Regish. Thank you, Coach Rob Regish.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. And we're going to come back with Derek Trompetta, the official Supreme Radio gadget guy. We're going to talk about blue blocking glasses and blue light, because a lot of people still don't know this. I'm shocked, to be honest with you. So we'll do that when we come back. All right, we'll see you next week, Rob.
Thanks,
Rob. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's REDCON, the number 1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil.
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
What happened? How come the music didn't play? Hold on a second. I'm going to fire my producer today. I really am. Let's see if it plays now. No? Oh, I'm sorry. Derek, for some reason, the Gadget Guy music didn't play.
Hey.
I'm sorry. How you doing, Derek Trombetta?
Great, man. How you doing?
Hold on a second. Let me see what I did wrong. Let me just give me 1 second. Reset.
Okay.
Let's just see if
do it.
Okay. Let's do it. I don't know what I did wrong. Inspector Gadget, it's you.
I love it, man. I'm ready. Now I'm fired up, ready to go.
How you doing?
Great. Hey.
So, can you believe that some people still don't know about blocking blue light at night and getting better sleep?
Oh, it's wild, man. It's a huge deal, and it's something that you can do that's so simple. And when I first started using them, I noticed the very first night.
Isn't it also amazing that people like me who know about it and preach about it, but I don't take the time to put my glasses on at night, and I still get decent sleep, but I could be getting better sleep.
Oh, you totally
And I'm such a douche.
And I know you know, because we talked about them before, and, you know, but it's kind of like anything with, it's the whole compliance aspect and getting into a habit and a rhythm and, but maybe after this, you're going to start putting them on.
Well, see, I actually, both Elisa and I have 2 pair because the logic was we're going to keep a pair upstairs in our bedroom for when we read before bed. And we're going to keep a pair downstairs in our home theater area. So when we watch something late at night before we go to bed, that we don't get all wired up. And somehow... Yeah. Both of my pair are missing, and Elisa will tell you why. It's because I'm both a slob, and I'm, I leave stuff everywhere. Uh-huh. And so I got to find my 2 pair. And I've bought relatively inexpensive UVEX.
Yep.
Blue blockers.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, honestly, that's the concept. All these are built off of the old school blue blocker glasses that were out for a long time. And you can totally get those UVEX or even shooting glasses that are the orange tint, and they do it.
Yeah.
But
the UVEX are like $8 a pair. So you could buy 5 pair and put them anywhere you think you would need them and have them there the whole time. And the other thing about the UVEX is because they're safety glasses, you can put them over your existing spectacles. So if you wear glasses, you just put the UVEX on over them.
Yes. And you know the thing in... I think the really big thing, and, you know, there are little different tints to the different ones they have out now, but they tried to make them nice and stylish, so hopefully people will be more compliant and want to wear them. But generally, only really wear them when you're around your house, around people that are close to you, so it's not that big a deal what they look like.
I will say that the UVEX, the quality of the lenses, it's a polycarbonate plastic. And so they scuff easy, and they scratch easy, and they get dull. excuse me. And the optics aren't the greatest anyway. I mean, they're safety glasses. And so that's troublesome to some people, because if they buy the UVEX, they're like, the TV kind of looks a little, you know, blurry, like, with them on. Yeah, you're right. So There are better glasses out there. There's a lot of glasses out there today, right? So you've looked at a lot of them, right?
I've looked at a lot of them. When I was trying to think of when I got my very first pair of these, and it was honestly my wife and I got them. We'd been using some of those UVEX and old school blue blockers, and we went to the Bulletproof conference. It was about 2.5 years ago, and the guys from Swanwick were actually there, and they call them Swannies. That's kind of the term they use. They were actually there and had a booth. And we tried them on, and they looked really nice, and it was a clear difference in quality versus using some of the UVEX or some of the other cheaper ones. And so we bought a couple pairs right there, and since then I've bought several more pairs and different types and given them people for gifts. I mean, when the very first time I really started using these, even at night, I could notice a difference, even in feeling like just a little tension or a little less stress.
So these are two glass systems. One pair is called Day Walkers, and one pair is called Night Walkers,
so
Night Stalkers.
These first ones I'm talking about, Dave Asprey didn't have his out yet.
Oh, okay.
It was just this other company from Swanwick that had them. And those are the classic ones that you'll see a lot of people have, I think, that are more popular because they look a lot like, you know, the stylish horn rim type glasses. And the tint and the spectrum that they use is, you know, they all have a little patented spectrum. And then, so I use those earlier on in the evening because they're more the traditional orange rose tinted lens, but you can still see relatively well. And then as it gets closer to bed, that's what you and I were talking about. I use the ones that Dave Asprey has from that Biohack that are the Twilights, they call them.
And they're so dark.
Yeah.
That it's a struggle to even read in them.
Yeah, you can't really, if you had a bright LED light right by you and you tried to read, it would be very difficult.
But supposedly they are I guess layered lenses that have several different colors of filtering. So they give this dark reddish color, but that's really not what color they are. They're not dark red lenses. They're actually like a blue and a red filtering and some other colors that have also been associated with increasing alertness of the body. And the reality is, there was a book written, and I did a show about it in 2008, and the book is called Lights Out. The whole premise of the book by the woman who wrote it, who, by the way, is the woman who came up with one of the most sophisticated female HRT protocols. Her last name is Wiley. I can't think of her first name. Patricia Wiley. She wrote a book called Lights Out. And what she recommended to people who were becoming insulin resistant was at night when you get home, don't turn your lights on in your house.
Yeah.
Live, open the windows, open the blinds, live with the outdoor light. As it starts to get darker, you'll naturally start getting tired and you'll go to sleep at the right time and you'll wake up at the right time. And you'll actually reverse your diabetes. And the book has been overlooked largely because people can't live without their electric light at night and their ability to, you know, turn on their iPad and all that sort of stuff. And so no one paid attention. But she gave a simple, from an evolutionary perspective, a simple fix to metabolic disease today that everyone could participate with and, hell, save money because you're using less electricity.
Yeah, easily. And there's so many fixes, like you're saying, like the metabolic disease, sleeping better, losing body fat, less stress, less headaches, your adrenal system. There's so much to how we alter our circadian rhythms. And it's like you said, the reason why I really like these glasses, because I think most people are getting in tune where our phones or tablets or devices, they have the mode where they can do night mode, and it's more of the orange.
But brightness plays a role too. See, that's one of the things.
Totally.
So it's not just blue; it's brightness as well.
Yeah, but it doesn't exactly. It doesn't do all of it. It only does one part, and then it also doesn't filter out all the other lights that are around you. And they'll show that even if you stare at like one little LED for even just a little bit, it affects you for hours afterwards. So what's nice about the glasses is they alter everything about your environment around you. And they work, and they're powerful. I mean, that's what I really like to do is I use those ones that I said, the regular, I have the Swanwick ones, but there's a lot of other brands I've seen on Amazon that look very similar. I've never used those. I just go with the Swanwick ones. I use those at night, usually when I get home and it's about a couple hours before bed, I put those on. And I do try and be mindful of my lighting in my house, but I don't turn them all off. But that way, at least I have the glasses on. And then if we're going to watch any TV or I'm going to get closer to going to bed, that's when I put on the true dark ones. And I definitely notice, and I've heard a lot of other people say this, that just within minutes of putting on these true darks, you actually start getting a little bit tired.
Tired. There's no doubt about it. In fact, I have found ways. My sleep has been so good lately, except last night I drank champagne last night at dinner. I knew my sleep was going to be effed up. Plus, I had a sugary piece of cake, and I ate late. So that's like the whammy for me.
Yeah, the trifecta.
Yeah, and Saturday night, it was my birthday party. I had a couple Negronis. I had a couple glasses of champagne. I had a glass of red wine. Smoked a little weed. And, I didn't sleep good that night. In fact, I stayed up because we got home and I said to Elisa, I can't go straight to bed. There's too much food in my stomach. So I sat outside on the deck and smoked a little more weed and sat there till 12:30 until I was like ready to go to bed. So I didn't sleep. So two out of three nights, I haven't really slept well, but I have been sleeping. I've been getting so much deep, restful sleep. Like I've got it down now. And if I just add my blue blockers into the equation, so I can see the first hour and a half of my sleep, I'm still kind of up there I'm in the sleep mode, but I'm really not deep in sleep. And then after that hour and a half, it's like a lead sinker, man. I drop down and then I have these little peaks where I come up and down every hour and a half or so, but they're small peaks, but I can see them, but I'm like in restful sleep. That initial drop off will increase. I'll get into deeper sleep sooner if I start wearing my glasses again. And
that sounds like just the one, because we were talking so much before about sleep, and my sleep hygiene and protocol is so important, and I'm so meticulous about it. But I take one thing out of the equation, and I notice all those little peaks and valleys like you're talking about. But I'll tell you the two things I've noticed that are so important for me for that deep sleep initially, because basically you want to go to bed and be like a rock immediately.
Right.
Is using that bulletproof, that sleep induction mat, and my glasses before bed. And then I'd say the other two components is really the mental or emotional stressors, making sure you don't have a lot of that stuff on your plate or on your mind, and the consistent bedtime. Those are the things that help me a lot. Yeah. But those two things, when I travel, I bring those glasses with me. Everywhere I go, I bring those. At the fire department, I even had them at the fire department.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk more about some of the other products that are out there. There's a lot of blue blockers out there these days, and really, the greatest variation, other than what Dave is doing with his two lens system, if you will, two depths of filtration system. Really, it's just a style. Not many of them have a different color. So let's talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Derek Trumbetta. He's the official Superhuman Radio gadget guy. We'll be right back. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. Arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific brand branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body, crazy savings, insane results.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without
it. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay. So, what do you think? I mean, do you think you have to spend a lot of money on a pair of these glasses?
Honestly, I think if you want the true darks, which I really do think they have a huge benefit for right before bed because they kick it up a whole nother level. Like you said, the multiple layers of lenses, and they also, the way they wrap around, they make it so no light gets in. There's a distinct difference that these things are definitely the cream of the crop. But you would only wear these right before bed because you can't even really see. You would never want to wear these driving or anything like that. And they also make you tired. But other than that, I do love the Swan Look ones I have, but I think that there's a lot of them, even just going through Amazon. I think, and I've told people before, just get the cheap UVEX ones. And if you don't like them, then, or they scratch, and you can just throw them away and you're only out a couple dollars. And there are some on Amazon that are like the Blue Block type brand that are under $20 that I've seen that look very similar to the Swanwick ones.
Andy Mantu is a fan of the show. He's actually been on the show. He's written some stuff about keto. He introduced a pair of Blue Blocks, I think they're called BLOX.
And so there's, I was looking at, Is it blue, like B-L-U?
Yeah.
B-L-C-K?
Maybe that's what it is. I thought it was...
That's the one I'm looking on Amazon, and I've seen a lot of. They really, to me, they look like they're just like the Swanwick. Even the style, everything. And they look, they're $18.99.
Yeah.
I honestly...
They're really reasonably, priced. They're high-quality optics. So you don't have all the blurriness and the aberration. It's a really well thought out product. Now, he's in Australia, I believe, or New Zealand.
Oh, and that's where these other guys are too. The Swanwick guys. So they got to be like.
Maybe it's the same people. I don't know.
It could be interesting.
Yeah. But I know that he introduced them, and they're reasonably priced. They're stylish looking. He has several different styles. And the high quality optics, and I don't think they're very expensive at all. So people need to look at that as well.
I mean, because you got to really think about it. What it's going to come down to is the material cost, and then you're paying a lot for.
Yeah, because you really need to get more than. In my humble opinion, you got to have more than one pair. You got to leave them in different places of the house because what I found early on was I would wear them downstairs where the entertainment is, and then I'd wear them up to bed. I'd wear them while I read, and I'd take them off, and I'd leave them at my bedside. And then I'd go downstairs. You know, Elisa and I, we generally resign ourselves to an hour or less of TV on the days that we even watch it because we're both so busy. It's like, you know, we want to watch TV for an hour. Okay. And then we usually watch a documentary or something that's meaningful. We don't watch, like, sitcoms and stuff. And so I'd go downstairs, and I'm like, oh, you know, my blue blockers are upstairs. And for a long time, you know, and hers would be too. And I'd be like, I'll run up and get them. She'd go, no, I'll run. And one of us would run upstairs and get them and bring them down. But inevitably, they always end up upstairs. And even if you have two pair, then what you do is you take off the one pair and leave them there in the TV area. You walk upstairs without them on, and then you put them back on if you're going to read for a little while. So I really think that if you're going to comply... You must buy two pair. And if you have two different places you watch TV, or you have a desk and TV, put one on your desk, one on TV, and one at your bedside, then buy three pair. And just buy the least expensive ones that you can justify.
Yeah, and then you're just increasing your compliance.
I don't recommend wearing them outdoors. I'm not a big fan of the whole daywalker approach, right? Because I'm saying, like, well, blue light is good for you in the daytime.
So what's interesting with the Daywalker one, though, that he has, and I don't have these ones, so I don't know if I'm using them, but what they really talk about is that, because they actually say that it's only filtering out the junk blue light, not the good blue light.
Well, what is junk blue light? I mean, every portion of the spectrum.
Yeah,
the only reason why we even know it exists is because it's in natural light.
I think the daywalkers, I don't know if he's specifically for outside as much as like the inside under LED light all day.
Well, the only way I would buy that is if there was a way. So the only way I would buy that is this. The wavelength that we're seeing in our computers is the same wavelengths that are present in white light from the sun. Number one.
Yeah.
Number two. The difference between the light from the sun and LEDs is that LEDs actually pulsate at a very, very, very high frequency that is not discernible by the human eye. But there is some evidence that it's discernible by the brain, not so much in the visual cortex, but there's an entrainment effect of that pulsating light that you don't notice, but your brain does. There's been research on LED lights and autism, that autistic children become more agitated. This isn't like, oh yeah, you know, there was some effect. It's like a dramatically noticeable, like these kids start beating each other up versus being calm, when incandescent light was switched out with LED light. So clearly the brain can be entrained by this. The only way that I would buy getting rid of the junk light is if there was a way for the lens to somehow remove that pulsation, which that's impossible. So I don't buy the whole daytime is junk light. I think all the blue light you can get during the daytime is fine. It'll just keep you awake, and then put
just stop filtering it towards the evening.
Yeah, and so
that's really
and me, we actually
look at local sunrise, sunset information or pay attention to outside.
I love it.
Paul Jaminet says it doesn't matter. Put them on at 7 o'clock because the predictability is better for your body. And I kind of agree with him, and I'm going to tell you why. We know as the days get longer and shorter, we don't feel as good. When the summer kicks in, we're good for 3 months, right? Then the days start getting shorter again. We get into that you know, kind of caught in between mode. And then the winter kicks in and we kind of stabilize again. And I kind of agree with him that the predictability of every day at 7 o'clock is probably better and would be the way it would be if you lived in a climate like, you know, Arizona or in the tropics close to the equator. You're not going to get longer and shorter days. It's pretty much the same. So we know that humans can thrive without seasonality to light exposure. So I kind of agree with him there. But at home, we like to be outside later in the evening because the days are so beautiful. And so I wouldn't put my blue blockers on until maybe an hour before I was ready to go to bed.
Yeah, I'd say that's my exact strategy that I do. I don't wear them during the day. The only times I'd say I've ever worn the Swanwick or the blue blocker types during the day is when I've been somewhere where I've been staring at a screen or under some kind of LEDs that were giving me a headache, and I was there for a long time. So it's only ever been a couple times I've worn them, and I noticed it helping. I'd say that was more eye strain, though, I would equate it to.
Yeah, and that could be. You know, for those of you who haven't tried this yet, I challenge you to buy an $8 pair of UVEX on Amazon.com. And put them on an hour to an hour and a half before you plan on going to bed. And do that for one entire week. And track your sleep quality by how you feel in the morning, how many times you woke up in the middle of the night, how quickly you drifted off to sleep, even if you don't have sophisticated sleep tracking apps. And you will be so surprised that you get a better night's sleep with this simple little fix. And if it works for you, buy a few more pair and put them around the house so that compliance becomes an easy thing to do.
I love it.
You can change your life. You can change your life. And you can change your diabetes status, your insulin sensitivity. You can change so many things. Yeah.
You lose body fat.
Lose body fat. There you go. That's what people care about. Oh, if I'll lose weight, then I'll do it. Okay.
Then I'll do it. And it's something as simple as that. And it really, really will work.
Yeah. Oh no, your risk of cancer drops. Nah, that's not really that great. Oh, you lose body fat. Oh, I'll do it.
Yep.
I'll do it if I'm going to lose body fat.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. Cancer. I don't know. I hear you lose body weight when you have cancer too. That might not be a bad thing.
Yeah. There we go.
I'm joking. How you doing, brother? What's new in your life?
I'm doing great, man. I mean, it's warming up here. It's nice outside. It's beautiful. Doesn't look quite as abundant and tropical as your place looks, though.
Yeah,
I saw that picture you posted on Facebook. That looks like
that's Elisa. That's Elisa. She exhales and things grow. Plants start to grow.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Well, maybe that's why you're still looking so good, is being around her.
Yeah, there you go. She's keeping me alive. She waters me once a day.
There you go.
Uh, 970muscle.com, right?
Yeah, that's it, man. 970muscle.com. We're on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. Always happy to help. Keep spreading the positive stuff and fitness, health, wellness, everything, man.
Reach out to Derek. Let him know you love him. All right, Derek. Thanks, man. We'll talk soon, okay?
Appreciate it, brother. Have a good day.
All right, bye. And that's all we have for today. Thanks to Rob Regish. Go to his website, CoachRobRegish.com, to learn more about all the great things he does. And we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.